Now, everybody's got their plans for this weekend, or at least you're thinking about it in your head. I want you to start putting on your calendar next Saturday for Tom Kirk and Friends event. Tom Kirk is here in the studio to talk about how he is the director of a brand new first ever annual event called Bulldoze Disabilities Day, which is happening next Saturday. And this is going to be happening on South Bun Street at the former Tri-Lakes facility. Welcome to WJBC, Tom.
Thank you.
You need to tell me and everybody listening, what is the first annual Bulldoze Disabilities Day?
Well, the first annual Disabilities Day is just going to be about kids riding equipment, being in trucks, being around equipment. We're going to have stationary trucks, tractors sitting there for the youngsters that don't quite want to get in the machinery.
So you could touch it or you might be able to ride on it.
Absolutely. You can do both.
And what kind of equipment are we talking about?
It's going to be primarily construction equipment.
Sure.
So excavators, bulldozers. We'll have a haul truck. That'll kind of be the one thing that everybody wants to ride because it's huge and it looks cool.
Can I call myself a kid? What is your age range for doing this? Because there are a lot of people that love these opportunities.
There is no age limit. If you have a really small little child that just isn't comfortable going on a piece of equipment by himself, you're mm-hmm. welcome to ride with them.
Okay.
There's going to be some pieces that an adult and a child and an operator, you're just not going to fit. But we could, you'll be able to tell by just looking at it if you're going to fit or not.
But the operators will always be the ones in charge of the steering and the operating of things safely.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually the child can place his hands on the operator's hands if mm-hmm. you wanted to, and you can feel the movement of it. And to move a piece of equipment, it's actually really small movement. You would think it's a lot of, you know,
jerking,
arms
yeah.
going this way, and it's not. It's very small. It's very delicate. So it doesn't feel like you're doing much, but they can do it.
But it looks cool as heck,
oh,
doesn't it?
Oh, it looks super cool.
What made you come up with this plan?
You know, we wanted to do something kind of this time of the year. We're lucky. We're around equipment every single day. I can remember when I was young, my mom pulling over to the side of the road, and we got to watch a guy tear down a building. I'm like, this is so cool.
It's still cool.
It's so cool, and I can remember
it. When they were taking down parts of ISU, and they were running in with the great big the ball on
yes.
the chain and everything. Everybody was watching those
yeah,
videos.
Yeah, what's cooler than smashing something with the tractor?
Yeah.
And so anyway, I can remember that. I can remember thinking, man, I wish I could ride in that machine. And so when you get to see the kids ride in that piece of equipment, it makes you excited again because we don't appreciate it as much when you do it every day at your job.
Okay,
it's
now,
not as fun.
Do you get to operate these as a regular employee? Is
yes.
this part of your job?
Yes, it is.
And is it fun for you still?
You know, there's days where it's really, really fun. Mm-hmm. There's days where it's a job.
Have you been to operate a wrecking ball? Have you ever had that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got to demolish quite a few buildings. It's fun.
It is fun?
Yeah, it's fun tearing them down, but it's not fun cleaning them up.
No. That's a whole... Put that as somebody else's job.
You're
the head honcho guy. I'm going to delegate.
Yeah, I'm going to make a mess. You clean it up.
Now, for the kiddos, the hours of the event with parents coming in free, kids are $5.
Yes.
The hours of the event next Saturday are what to what?
Well, we're saying that it's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
but truthfully, I would be there a little bit earlier because I had the intentions of at 10 o'clock we'll turn the keys on and start running. So that way if there's a little bit of line you can sign in because there's a liability waiver that you need to put your name on there for your kids. You'll get a bracelet.
Okay.
So we'd like to start it at 10. We're telling people that we're going to stop at 2.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's still kids there in line, we'll go until all the kids have a ride.
Tom Kirk, you're raising money for two of my favorite organizations, one past tense, one new. Tell
yes.
me who you're raising money for.
Well, we decided to go with St. Jude Midwest, and the reason we chose that, if a child has cancer, and I'm going to say in Bloomington Normal, you go to Peoria.
The Midwest affiliate inside Children's Hospital.
That's correct. And we have had an employee whose child was diagnosed with cancer this year, so it personally hit us. And we wanted to kind of help, you know, awareness and try to raise money, not specifically for that child because we didn't want to target a person since it's for all the community, but we did want to go with Midwest because of that.
St. Jude Midwest affiliate, one of my favorites in the whole wide world.
That's
and
great.
We do a lot of fundraising here at JBC for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. No child ever turned away for an inability to pay. Greatest phrase ever said in
yeah,
any medical field. But you've also picked another organization that I just became a fan of this year, the sled hockey team.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So my brother, Tim Kirk, is really led this and created it. and it's the Central Illinois Sled Hockey Team. And what it does is it provides children with disabilities to participate on the ice. So I look at this as a machine, almost like a wheelchair, but it doesn't have wheels. It's got rails, and you can sit on this thing, and you can participate. You can play hockey. So you've got two sticks, a stick on each hand. It's got a point on the bottom, and you know, you can push and pull and maneuver yourself and then flip the stick over to hit the puck. And it's really impressive. And he's done a great job. And it's really, he's reaching out. I mean, they're having kids coming in from 30, 40 miles away to do this. And it really means a lot to a lot of people.
Do you know which came first, adult sled hockey or kids sled hockey?
You know, unfortunately, I don't really truly know a lot of information
on
it.
I just know that it took off big.
Yes.
Here at the Pepsi Ice Center.
There was a need for it, and he filled that need. It's pretty neat.
And the money coming from that Hockeyville USA contest is going to help lower and change the boards so that the sled hockey players aren't out of sight when they're outside of the rink.
Right.
Which is incredible.
It is great.
Fabulous stuff. So, Tim Kirk, you got a party going on here. What else is happening at the party? Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, Tim and I are talking here on WJBC about an event, the first annual Bulldoze Disabilities Day, and that will be next Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., or as Tim likes to say, until the last ride is done. I keep saying, if
that's
your
right.
brother. Your
My
brother's Tim.
Tim.
This is Tom. My apologies. Kirk and Kirk.
Yes.
And the event is also listed on Facebook under Bulldoze Disabilities Day. And so, Tom, as we are going through all this, I just want to know, do I need to bring, like, my own water and my own food if I need a little nosh next Saturday, if the lines are long, or are you going to have that too?
We're going to provide water. We hope to have just little locations of water all over the place. So if it's hot, you don't have to get out of line very far.
Cool.
We are going to have a food truck there, and there's also going to be an ice cream truck delivery service.
Twist my arm.
Some kind. So, I mean, it's great. Ice cream and equipment.
You got some volunteers. Anybody else you want to say, hey, thanks to participating with? Because this takes a lot of volunteers.
We have a lot of volunteers. So Samantha Fellows from where we're working at has really spent a lot of time on this and is really reaching out. And she's got a lot of local businesses to make donations. So we're going to have a raffle of whatever services, merchandise, and there's quite a bit. So when you sign up for your wristband, you'll get a ticket, mm-hmm. and then at 2 o'clock we'll have the raffle. But you can also get more tickets if you want to make a donation.
Do I have to be present to win for
yes,
the raffle
you do.
Tickets?
Basically, we're going to make it pretty quick. We'll call the name. Nobody responds. We'll go to the next person.
Okay.
The zoo lady is going to be there. And
painting faces.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe you can get a tractor bucket on your cheek.
Why not?
That looked great. And then also Wishbone Canine Rescue.
Okay.
They actually occupy the Tri-Lakes building now.
They do. That's right.
Yep. It's exciting. So they're going to have a pet adoption day. It's going to be kind of their introduction to, hey, this is where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Take home an animal. Everybody's happy.
This is a win-win-win-win-win.
It is a win-win.
All right. Tell me, Tom Kirk, which of the big vehicles should I get in line for first? What's going to be the most popular of the earth movers, Tonka-style trucks, you know, things that you play with that everybody really wants to get in on?
I would say it'll be the haul truck. It's brand new and it's shiny. You know, the tires on it are taller than a person. It will have its own line. Several pieces will have their own line, but the moving equipment will just kind of have a couple lines, and you can still pick and choose what you want. But that'll be a line because there's only one of them.
Excellent. Lots to see and do. Again, the event is on Facebook if you want to learn more. And it is not tomorrow. It is next Saturday. Bulldoze Disability Days. Tell all of your friends. Find it on Facebook. Share it. I'll share it on the WJBC Facebook page so everybody can get a hold of it. Raising money for CI Sled Hockey, that Central Illinois Sled Hockey Team that plays over the Pepsi Ice Center. Also the St. Jude Midwest affiliate out of Peoria. And all kinds of fun happening. Tom Kirk, thanks so much for contacting me to make this happen.
And also, we could use help for volunteers. So if you want to come that day, we're going to have a little tent for volunteers, and we could definitely use help.
Do I bring my own hard hat?
We're actually going to give the kids hard hats.
Yay! Everybody looks good in a hard hat.
Yes.